This time of year, big retailers are setting their holiday strategy, figuring out which items to promote and discount. Companies like to keep information about their sales a secret until they're ready to announce it. But recently, some of the biggest retailers in the country discovered that someone has been leaking information about upcoming sales to consumer websites, and they're demanding the practice be stopped. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports that the case raises fundamental questions about freedom of speech and the Internet.
The websites have names like Deal of the Day and FatWallet.com, and they are places where consumers can trade information about store prices and discounts. Most of the information shared on these sites falls easily within the public domain, but some users of the sites have also posted tidbits about sales that haven't even been announced yet. For instance, a posting on one site said Office Max plans to sell a Hewlett-Packard printer for just $200 on the day after Thanksgiving. Tim Storm, president of FatWallet.com, says he has no idea where his site's users get their information.
If they received it from insider information, or whether they received it from the printers, or whether they received it from the newspaper boy, I don't know the source of that information. Somewhere along the line, they did get the information, and they posted it.
Regardless of the source, however, retail companies say they don't want promotion information released ahead of time. And in the past few days, companies such as Walmart, Target, Staples, and Best Buy have begun firing off letters to the sites demanding they remove the postings. Walmart spokesman Tom Williams says it's confusing for customers when this kind of information gets out early.
We send out a monthly circular announcing our rollbacks and special items that we have on sale, and any time that people would get a hold of this, then publish it beforehand. It's just not right.
Retailers say that if consumers know something will go on sale in a week or so, they are likely to put off buying it. In challenging the postings, Walmart and the other retailers invoked the 1998 Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which regulates the use of copyrighted material on the Internet. Cindy Cohen of the Electronic Freedom Foundation, an advocacy group, argues that the act wasn't intended to be used for purposes such as this.
Products and prices, that's just core factual sort of information for which there is no viable copyright claim here. So I think that they're misusing this tool that Congress created in 1998.
But the websites involved say they have little choice but to go along with the retailer's demands. Tim Storm of FatWallet.com says that when someone challenges something on his site for copyright violation, all he can do is contact the person who posted it and give that person the right to file a counter-challenge.
If we do not take it down, then we become liable for damages to that company. So, you know, it's not in our best interest to fight that particular battle.
Still, in the long run, it may not be easy for the retailers to keep the information off the Internet. Even as FatWallet.com and the other sites were deleting the information about upcoming sales in recent days, much of it was said to be reappearing in other sites and news groups elsewhere on the net. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.